Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A Blackhawk College student and his friend are trying to get Joe Biden to run for president in 2020. Colin West of East Moline and Matthew Graff from Rock Island recently founded the Time for Biden Super PAC to rally support for the former vice president. West and Graff say Biden's long public service career is evidence that he's ready to lead the country. They believe his support for unions and the middle class appeals to people in the Quad Cities area. West hopes Biden's popularity on Facebook and Twitter will help him if he does decide to run.
The number one goal that we have is to build the infrastructure that Joe Biden needs to run and win in 2020. And so we're kind of building backwards from that goal. And one of the things we need to do now is just get the word out. People need to know that there is an organization that is supporting Joe Biden and is calling for Joe Biden to run.
Graff says two people starting a super PAC is the definition of grassroots, and he hopes people in the Quad Cities share his enthusiasm for Biden.
I think if we can build grassroots support here, it's really indicative of not only kind of the heartland opinion of Joe Biden, but it gives us a great platform to grow into larger population centers.
This past fall, Biden said he regretted not running in 2016, and he's currently promoting a new book. Graff and West hope these are the early signs of a run in 2020. Strong demand will continue for housing in downtown Davenport. That was a message today from Pete DeSalvo, president of a real estate market research firm. Currently, there are 1,300 units of rental and owner-occupied housing downtown, with 200 more under construction. And DeSalvo says there's still room for more.
And we projected a demand for approximately 300 more units over the next 5 years of rental housing, and then another 110 to 115 for-sale housing units in the downtown.
Because of the steady growth in residents and amenities, DeSalvo says people will be willing to pay more to live in downtown Davenport. Kyle Carter, executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership, says this shows that his organization's efforts are succeeding and there's even more room to grow. Students at Moline High School will soon benefit from one man's devotion to his hometown, to students and the arts. A groundbreaking was held yesterday for the Bartlett Performing Arts Center, a renovation and addition that'll cost $11.7 million. Deb Brackey is chair of the Robert Bartlett Family Foundation, which will pay about three-quarters of the cost. She says Mr. Bartlett and his family have a strong connection with the arts.
His father was a co-founder of the Music Guild in Moline. His sister Bonnie is a well-known actress, Tony Award winner out in California. His brother-in-law is Bill Daniels, who was the original John Adams in 1776 on Broadway, and they both starred in St. Elsewhere on TV.
Brackey says students helped design the new Performing Arts Center, and one of its key features will be stadium-style seating in the auditorium.
So the views towards the stage will be unobstructed. Right now at the high school, the seating is very flat, and I think with the stadium-style seating, it's going to be quite breathtaking.
Along with state-of-the-art lighting and sound systems, Brackey says it'll all be accessible for people with disabilities, for seating and for the dressing rooms, the orchestra pit, and backstage. The Bartlett Performing Arts Center should be completed by early next year. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.